This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Hey, Adeline, JPC, can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay. So if someone's in a silly mood.
Adeline?
Yeah, I guess I felt a little wild, but yeah.
Can I ask you guys a question, and can you promise to respond with complete and total honesty?
Yes, always.
Sure.
Yeah. I only ever give you that.
Are you guys living in my attic?
So, okay, hold.
You just looked at each other. You made eye contact.
We don't need to answer legally. What makes you think that we're living in your attic?
Well, also, this is kind of like a trick question because LA, it's like they can't have attics because of all of the smog. Is that correct? It's like how Florida can't have basements because of all of the smog.
No, that was The Desolation of Smog, and that was a Hobbit movie.
Huh. Because, okay.
Okay, right. Agree to disagree, and we're all going our separate ways.
No.
Oh.
Come back.
Oh, yeah.
I can hear you guys. I can hear... It sounds a lot like you.
Okay.
They're playing video games. They're arguing about what time they should go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Aaron, we've played a little bit of video games. We've absolutely argued. We've held a seance in your attic.
So you're admitting it.
Well, here's the thing is what... When you say living, like...
Is anyone truly
honestly,
living?
What does it mean to be alive? That's really, I mean...
I think we're all pretty bummed out right now. I don't think anybody's really living.
Did your wives kick you out and then you thought, you know where we should go? Aaron's attic.
Okay, what even is a wife? As Aaron says, wife. I mean, saying it multiple
Mary
times.
Wives of Windsor. Interesting to ask us questions that you seemingly don't know, and yet you're 6 for 6 so far with accusations.
Honestly, I don't even care if you stay, but you're a little loud, and I would love if you could contribute to rent just a little bit. I'm covering it completely on my own, and I would love...
Oh, okay. We can contribute to rent.
We can contribute to rent. Here we go.
Oh,
528,000. That's how much rent is in LA.
Open up a restaurant in Santa Fe.
Okay, you're getting evicted. You guys, you gotta get out. You have to be out
by
the afternoon.
Drugs. I got drugs.
We know 4 RIT songs.
I want to downgrade to Riddle host again. You're not my roommates anymore.
Okay.
You're just my Riddle podcast hosts. I'm sorry.
Well, Aaron, nobody's roommates here because we're all squatting. That's part of the plot, right?
Is it?
We're not going to pay.
Aaron, of course we can just be your Riddle hosts. And I'll start by saying I'm JPC. That's Adel Rafai. You're Aaron Keith. This is Hey Run Over All. This is a podcast where something happens or something. I don't remember exactly.
We all went through a rent phase when we were 15, and now we're here, and something happens, and then it happens.
Yeah. Some of us, like me, were forced to go through a rent phase because we were subjected to musical theater in high school, and now
by
we
whom?
Have rent. By the musical theater kids, Aaron. By whom? The teachers, the principal, the administration. By whom? By whom? The football team, Aaron. The football team. They dragged me out of the field and they said, "You're gonna be Nick." Is Nick a person from Rent?
God, Mimi. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Roger.
Roger.
Yeah.
Roger Federer. Andre Agassi.
Lori.
Did you ever really live if you didn't go through a rent phase when you were way too young? That's what living is. Adele and I went to Sketchfest this past weekend. JPC, you could not attend because you have a baby. And also, I did a live show last night and I met the nicest listener I think we've ever had on the show. I finally met them.
Wow.
Oh, okay. Nicest listener, Alan, can fuck right off. Alan, yeah, you've been displaced.
Toss Alan into a garbage can.
Alan's goodbye, been tossed. Bye-bye, Alan, bitch.
His name was Ben, and he came to one of my improv shows. He's from Iowa, but he was in L.A. for work, and he stopped and said hi, and he was so kind. And I went, I'm recording in exactly 12 hours. I'm going to give you a little shout-out, Ben, because that's how kind you are. And this brings me to my next point about Hey Riddle Riddle live shows.
Mm-hmm.
There's something I want to say about them.
Okay.
I wanted to run it by you guys.
Okay.
That what happens at live shows is I get out there on the stage.
You
and
do.
And I'm so happy to see everyone in the audience. Like in San Francisco, I was like, look at all you. Look at all of you. Look how sweet you are. And I get annoyed that I have to do riddles instead of talking to people. Yes.
I shouldn't try and anticipate your Lion Kinger.
No, you can. You oftentimes get it right. So what I want to do is I actually would rather we just turn the lights on immediately and we all just sort of talk. Us in the audience.
Aaron, I think what you want to do is you want to do a Twitch stream or maybe if you really want to make some real money in OnlyFans. Because you can just do the stuff where you just talk to people, except you're, of course, putting your feet in yogurt.
No one wants to see my feet. No
in
one
yogurt?
Wants to see me. No.
Well, I don't know.
I've tried. Right. Absolutely no one cares about my feet in yogurt.
You've been kicked out of so many Vons for trying to.
Here's what I'll say. I think, Aaron, I can't. I'm mulling it over my brain, just like I do with the wine I put in my brain, which has really given me wine brain. I don't think I can't figure out any angle where it's bad to invite the audience to immediately start talking at our live shows. I think this is going to turn out really good.
I do want to see a quick scene. Adel, you are at work. You are complaining to one of your coworkers that you are suffering from wine brain, but you're claiming that you're not drunk. You just have wine brain. Aaron, you're the coworker.
Hey, Todd, do you have the quarterly numbers? I just need to present them at the meeting later.
I couldn't possibly have those, right? Do you watch that new show on the new show on TV that's just a red square for 4 hours?
Pardon?
Meet me under the desk at 10. Todd, meet me like, under the desk at 10. Oh, it's
like 10:45. Yeah.
We have to go back in time. Get in this cup of coffee.
Hey, Todd, you were supposed to have the numbers to me like 3:30 p.m. Yesterday. I feel like I'm being pretty flexible on this. I know I'm technically your boss, but we sort of feel more like peers.
What's the play Something's Rotten in Denmark? Is that it? I went to go see a production of Hamlet, and I thought it would be funny to get on stage, but then I fell asleep. And you know there's a scene where they poison the king by pouring poison in his ear?
Sure.
Somebody poured wine in my ear, and it feels bad. Things are bad.
I'm trying to get a hold of what the fuck you're talking about.
Something's wrong.
So you went on stage during a production of Hamlet,
yes.
And they confused you for one of the actors and poured real wine in your ear?
Yes, so as to teach me a lesson, and something's wrong.
Did you go to the hospital?
I went to the hospital, and when I got there, they said, can I take your order? And I said, can I take your order? And they said, you want to take my order? And I said, this is a hospital.
Okay, so you went to like a Wendy's.
It was a Wendy's.
Okay, Todd.
And they poured Frosty in my ear.
I really am trying to meet you with empathy here. I know that I know that I've gotten some criticism that I can sort of be a little harsh. But this is sort of kind of what happens with you every day is sort of something like this. And it's sort of getting in the way of what we're trying to accomplish here at the workplace, which is like numbers and stuff. So, you know what? I'm going to have you say everything you just said to our boss. And then
Okay, fine. I got drunk last night. I didn't want to come in. All right.
Yeah, I can tell. You look hungover as shit, Todd.
I was halfway between like, let me call in sick. And then I was like, I don't really have any more flex days. So I came in anyway and can you just do me
there's throw up down your shirt
solid...
and you're drinking a mojito. I can smell it.
You want some?
Yes.
See. If you like pina coladas and
but
crunching numbers all day.
At live shows is everyone is so much more interesting than me. And I just would rather listen to them talk. Like, because we talked to people briefly after shows, they just walk up to you and so casually mention that they have, like, the coolest, most interesting job ever. Turns out a lot of our listeners work in alcohol production. They're making wine. Okay. Molly, Richard, they're making wine and whiskey.
JPC, I should tell you something. Aaron said a lot of the people, our fans, have really interesting lives. A lot of
listeners.
Them are in alcohol production.
Yeah, listeners,
we
do,
legally can't call them fans. They have interesting lives. They're in the alcohol production biz. JPC at the live show, Aaron made out with the Dos Equis guy. The Dos Equis guy, we have to
both
assume
of
it was
them?
Him.
I was dying for you to bring it up.
Wait, JPC, I think you're thinking of the Colonel Sanders. I think, you know how 20 people play Colonel Sanders? I think there's just one Dos Equis guy, right?
Well,
and twins.
There has to be two. I mean, there's Dos Equis. There can't just be one. Yeah, it's the Dos Equis twins.
So it's okay. So it's like two of the Daniel Radcliffe plays where he blinds
it's
a horse.
It's like the way the Olsen twins played one character on that the sitcom of
Full House.
Full House. yeah, but it's just two people playing one guy, the most interesting man in the world.
Okay, fine. I'll keep doing riddles at live shows, but it will be under protest. No,
when
that
has
I'm
it
protesting?
Ever not been? When has
that's
it ever not
point.
Been under protest?
JPC, I will say I'm excited for you to listen to the San Francisco Sketchfest audio because Aaron kills a fly for 20 minutes.
I'm off mic trying to catch a fly with my bare hands. Are you mad?
I think it sounds great. I think it sounds... It sounds like the true live show experience. It sounds like people got exactly what they wanted from that.
I'm sorry. And I'm sorry, everybody.
The whole time she's doing it, I go, JPC's going to be so pissed.
I am honored that you think that I would listen to that episode. That makes me feel blessed.
No, that's fair. And that's correct.
I feel truly blessed.
Speaking of doing protests, speaking of protesting under... duress because I don't want to do riddles. JPC, do you have any riddles that you can read?
Not only do I have riddles, Aaron, but I have something that's not riddles really, but is a fun little game. So we'll play that instead. And that'll get us into the riddles, right? I think that that'll get us into we'll have fun with it. We got an email from a person who said that I could use their full name, and the name that they gave me was Eric the Puzzler. That's fun.
Sounds like a supervillain.
Yeah, right. And they even have a website, ericthepuzzler.com. So I didn't go there. I assume it's porn, so I don't click on links, but you could go there if you want to.
I just cut my mouth. Can you guys see?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Aaron's mouth is bleeding.
What's
bleeding so much.
What? How? Now, Aaron, how happened that? How did that happen?
I cut it with my nail.
When you say nail, you mean the thing on your finger?
Yeah.
Okay. Why was that your mouth?
Because you're holding
a hammer.
That's
what I'm saying.
Nail.
I didn't mean to. It's bad, right? It feels really bad.
It's got Aaron. I think you should go take care of that if you can. I don't know what you can do.
Okay, but I'll only do it if you keep recording.
Okay, but yeah. For the listeners, Aaron's whole front row of teeth is just
looks like
covered.
She has wine mouth.
It looks like she has wine mouth. It looks like she just ate a big lollipop.
truly, truly wild.
I saw it and I go, huh, I wonder what that is. I don't understand how it happened. This feels like something that I would like address with like my baby where I'm like, well, no, but why was the hand in the mouth?
Yes. I feel like JPC with me just mentioning that Aaron spent 20 minutes on stage trying to kill a fly at a live show with her just absolutely tearing open her mouth and having blood everywhere. I feel like Aaron is entering her, I want to say Maria Abramovich. Is that the woman? Her Maria?
Oh, yeah. Like
Maria Abramovich
stage
of life where she's done with the spoken word. Everything is about performance art and the power of that.
The last episode that Aaron did, too, I believe, was Aaron just doing a draft for us on a main feed episode. So, I do think maybe... Aaron is so done with riddles that she is looking for any other thing that she could possibly do. She's going to start wearing fun sweaters again. Like she's going to do stuff.
baiting you guys.
We've decided that you've entered your Maria Abramovich stage of life. Where
everything... Now, we both don't know if that's the right person, we don't know but if we that's both the right agree. Name. We both agree with the ethos artist. Of it.
I've only seen it written. Okay, Maria Abramovich.
Well, great. Now this episode is covered in blood. What?
Oh, that's a title.
This episode is covered in blood.
Might as well face it. Episode covered in blood.
Am I such a sad sack that I've sort of leaned into that branding and I'm bleeding on purpose? You'll never know. You'll never know how much of this is real and how much of this is my persona.
I think the episode title is Bleeding on Purpose. That pretty much sums up Aaron's ethos here. Mm-hmm. But no, we have to get into this because these are from Eric the Puzzler said, if you're ever in Philly, you have a standing invitation to play the South Philly Mural Escape for free. Eric the Puzzler is an experienced designer who creates escape rooms. Wow. So,
wow.
Aaron, I guess you were wrong about the people that listen to the show having interesting jobs.
Come on, it's a cheap shot.
You give me the shot, I gotta take the cheap shot every time. Okay, me and Eric the Puzzler are cool. I'm reading his shit. So Eric the Puzzler sent a little game. Adult, they think that you are going to love these, so they asked if either Aaron or I would be Old Man Puzzle. So here's the game. They're going to give a description of a person and what they sell. Then you have to come up with the name for their store, which will be a homophone or homonym of their first name.
And there's a correct answer, or this is like just a sandbox?
In terms of an open world.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a sandbox. We can't be using that. So for example, if they said a woman who sells felines, you would say
cat. A woman who sells felines.
This is a woman who sells felines, and it's a person's name.
Cat woman can do.
No, it's homonyms or homophones. So it's just it's just one word twice, basically.
Cat.
Yeah. Yes. Cats.
Cats. I see.
Yes.
I see.
So a woman who sells felines would be cats. Okay. You understand. Okay. I think there's also, they say a few of them are darn close, but not quite there. So for example, a lady who runs a dollar store, but everything is only 5 cents would be.
Nichols.
Yeah. You said Nichols, but it would be Nicole's.
Okay.
So it's like not quite, okay? So here we go. We're starting with some warm-up ones.
Okay.
We have this woman sells pants.
Jeans.
Denise's denim. Jeans.
Aaron, you have 1 point. Adel, you have a tangential grasp on the game.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, if Jean Smart started selling jeans, I would buy anything she sells. I love Jean Smart.
Mm-hmm.
And we need smart jeans. We need jeans that can talk to you, that can figure out like GPS location in the crotch.
Mm. I don't want that at all. I don't want my jeans talking back at me.
I do want to see a scene.
Like, why is there a hole in the same spot of the freaking thigh in every pair, Aaron? What are you doing?
I'm so sorry. I said I want to see a scene. I do want to see a jeans. Aaron, you are the test person for the very first pair of Jean Smart jeans. JPC, you are the AI assistant inside the jeans. And Aaron, you're taking them for a test walk.
Okay, here we go. Expensive Christmas present. And
it looks like you're trying to poop. Do you want me to look up where a bathroom might be?
Nope. Just walking down the street. Just left my apartment.
I don't care. I'm just walking by you. Excuse me.
Oh, sorry. No, I'm talking to my...
Okay.
Adjusting gate setting.
Please don't walk for me. Whoa. Uh-oh. I'm moving way too fast.
Look at this lady strut. She's like the keep on trucking guy.
I hate this. Hey.
It looks like you really have to pee. Should I look up where a bathroom might be?
Nope. Jeans, let's just stop moving.
She looks like John Lenfoto.
Okay, hold on. Jeans. I'm just, I don't have to pee. I don't have to poop. I don't have to walk like the Ministry of Silly Walks from Monty Python. I just need to make it to this date on time. And I need you maybe to, like, chill out about being chatting or saying anything. I'm just trying to look very normal on this.
Accepting date. Settings for chill date. Jeans, do Tobey Maguire walk from Spider-Man 3.
No, ow, ow, God, ow, 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 stop, stop, stop. Jeans, jeans,
Mom,
jeans.
What is that
jeans,
lady
stop,
doing?
Jeans, stop.
Jeans, jeans, oh, God.
Jeans too bad? Jeans too bad?
Jeans, you're doing great. I, you
jeans
know what?
Self-destruct in 5.
No, please, 4. God, no. Do I explode too?
Jeans do good job? No, jeans just unravel.
Oh, no, please, jeans, please. I don't, I'm too far from home.
Jeans won't. Jeans won't.
Okay.
Jeans can be good.
Okay, jeans.
Jeans just have to learn user settings. Jeans. Every user different.
Yeah, and I, you know, I'm a normal lady. I'm just a normal lady who's trying to go on a third date with a guy who's, I don't know, he's like just fine. I don't know.
Lady. Readjusting settings.
Oh, okay, great.
Oh, lady doesn't have to poop. Lady doesn't have to pee. Lady shouldn't be doing Tobey Maguire walk from Spider-Man 3.
I mean, ladies can do all those things. What do you mean, jeans?
They can?
Same. I do. Okay. Now, JPC, you've given me... I want to get back to this game, absolutely. Very quickly, I must get this out of my brain.
Says the guy who's losing the game 1-0 right now.
God damn it. I have to say this, or else it will fester in my brain. We need a Spider-Man. You talked about Spider-Man 3. Of course, uh-huh. Venom, the symbiote, attaches himself and makes the new suit. We need Denim Venom. Now, what this is a Venom. This is like Venom's cousin or something. You know, there's Carnage, who's red and kind of more psychotic. Denim Venom is Canadian. He lands in Canada, and he makes an all-denim sort of Spider-Man Venom Carnage-esque suit for someone.
Yeah.
No extra powers, but... I mean,
you don't need just, extra powers. It's got all the
extra powers when you have a Canadian tuxedo on.
Yeah.
Denim Venom, Marvel, if you're listening, and I know you are,
you gotta
please
hit me
let
under
us
the
write
hood.
This.
When was the last time you wore all denim?
Last time I was in New York, and a friend of the show, Stuart, from the Flop House, called me out and said, "What's going on with the Canadian tuxedo?" And I said, "I'm never doing this again."
No, if you go in denim on the bottom, you gotta go chambray on the top. That's the that's the trick. Then people.
Oh,
will
I
be
love
like,
chambray right outside Chicago.
Oh, a
historic
God.
Village.
It's only chambray if it's grown in the Chambray region of France. Otherwise, it's just sparkling shirt.
Sparkling.
All right. Here we go.
I like that a lot, JBC.
Here we go.
I rarely give you your flowers, but I would like to slow down for a minute and tell you that I did love that.
Wait, we shouldn't give me flowers for that. I said it. And then I set up my own joke and then I just did it.
Isn't that what this is?
Yeah, I guess that's right. All right, here's your next one. This dude sells toilets.
John's Johns.
John's Johns.
Oh,
all right, Adam's back on the board. You did move too slow. That is correct. John's brother is launching a line of rugs to pair with John's products.
Mats.
Mats.
I hope we get a pizza. Aaron, I hope we get a pizza.
In my defense, my mouth tastes like blood. Because it's filled with blood.
This puzzle master bakes pecan cookies.
Sandy's. I haven't
that
had
is Sandy's.
What the
Sandy's
fuck is happening? Why am I moving so slow?
Aaron,
what's
maybe you've just
to
lost
me?
Too much blood. You started out with all your blood in your mouth, and now it's slowly leaked out, and now you don't have enough to do the riddles very good.
Want to guess my blood type?
Anemic Jagger?
I have had this pickup line at a bar so many times where a woman will saunter over to me and say, "You want to guess my blood type?
Is it B positive?
Because I need a kidney. You look like you could be a match."
Aaron, I would say you are blood, AB positive.
Okay, Adel, what's your guess?
I think you are the universal donor.
Is that
yes,
O?
I'm O negative.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh, negative.
I don't know why I guessed positive with you. The person owns a strip club.
Sorry, can you say that again?
This person owns a strip club.
Naked's.
No.
Dancers. Club.
Poles.
No.
Paul's Poles.
No. This one is right on the money with it's not a slant. There it's the same word twice.
Okay.
Is it like money related or dancing?
Bills.
It's not money related or dancing. And you know what? Here's what I'll say. It might help you out. This is an all male strip club.
Oh.
Oh.
Dicks.
Yeah, I think I can. That's not the answer. That's not the answer, but I do think Dick's Dicks works for that. This person owns a strip club. Yeah.
Chips, Chippendales?
The answer that was given was Guys, Guys.
Oh.
But I like Dick's Dicks better. But also, yeah. If I was going to go to a strip club called Dick's Dicks, I would want it to be called Dick's Dicks Dicks.
Because the Beetlejuice theory?
Anything
you say three times in a row, you will summon?
Rule of threes, you know? Rule of threes.
And listeners, no, I'm not going to call for a Dickle Juice scene where somebody says dick three times. Well, actually, this sounds pretty
Actually, Adel did call for that scene, and we did cut it out. After the scene happened, we all sort of looked at each other.
This is also JPC cutting in from a little further into the episode. Adel kept calling for that scene. We had to keep cutting it out. He called for it after break. He called for it right before we went to plugs. He has
called us on the phone to try to do it over the phone.
It's dick time. Hey, it's me, Dickle Juice.
And that has legs.
Can we cut that? Can we get that out of the episode?
I'll keep saying it.
Casey, maybe just have him say it once. Leave one in there.
It's dick time.
No. All right, here's the next set. These are the intermediate pussies. These are a little harder.
Ooh.
This guy is a ladies' barber.
Harry
it's a
shoes.
Guy who's a ladies' barber.
Bill Fonts, Buffons.
Bob's Bobs.
Bob's
Bobs. Aaron, it's Bob's Bobs.
Ooh,
it's Bob's
she
Bobs.
Back on the board.
Bob's Bobs, Bobs, Bob, Bobs, and Ron.
This man sells fake vomit.
I would like to see a scene, actually.
okay,
so sorry. JPC, you're a woman's hairdresser, and your name is Bob, and you only cut Bobs. And Adel, you are a woman who just went in there asking for a very different haircut that isn't a Bob, and you're trying to politely express your disappointment in your new haircut.
All right, what do we think?
Okay, this seems... Yeah, this isn't what I expected, nor what I asked for, I guess.
Oh.
I wanted the Rachel.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry?
I wanted the Rachel.
Oh. Your name is Rachel? I'm so sorry. I'm so caught off guard. This never happens. I don't even know what to do in a situation like this. I'm sorry, Rachel. What?
My name's not Rachel.
Oh. Well, then you're a liar?
No, my name is Beverly. I said I want the Rachel. The Rachel. How old are you? Were you around for Must See TV?
I'm 29, so...
Maybe you saw somebody forgot. Listen,
I'm so sorry. I gave you the wrong haircut.
Yeah.
The Bob's guarantee is that I will always give you the right haircut, provided it's the one I know. Is there something? Can I give you a free haircut next time? Or
I don't want to bob. You know what? This is partially my fault for not reading the sign or interpreting it correctly.
I'm tapping the sign up here. It is. I guess I could be more clear with the way that the sign. Yeah, I mean, because it just says I'm crazy. So I figure that is what that says, right? I don't read French.
Sure. Je t'amour.
So that is French?
I think so.
It
Let
popped
me get
into my
Google
head
Translate.
One day, and I just, you know, I wrote it up freehand, and I put it up there. So,
oh, you know what? Let me just stand up here, and I'm going to turn and face the sign.
Whoa, you are
smart
taller
pants?
Than I thought.
Smart pants?
Oh.
Use translation? Sorry, my pants, have wine brain. I spilled some wine on him.
It's yeah.
No, I'm not drunk. I got this. Crazy
the
walk.
Go.
3, 2, 1.
Whoa! Never moved like this before.
Wait, you gotta pay. You have to pay.
I'm on the ceiling.
I needed that. I needed that haircut money to afford my next haircut.
Scene.
I am really running it against the wire here.
Sorry, guys. Can I run to the bathroom? And I just want to.
Sure.
It's bleeding again. I'm so sorry. This sucks.
Yeah, sure. Let's take a few minutes. I'll pee while Aaron's bleeding.
Casey, clip that.
That sounded awesome. All right, enough good times. We have to take a break. Aaron's mouth and whole front of her face down to her chin is covered in blood, so we have to go. I assume vacuum that
she's
up.
Beauty and she's grace. She's covered in blood.
We'll be back with more of Eric the Puzzler's puzzles right after this break.
Wow, JPC, your aura is kind of, it's kind of like a gray.
Oh, thank
like
you.
Like a dark gray. Do you mind if I take a picture of your aura?
Oh, no. And honestly, I get stopped all the time asking if people could, did you say take a picture of my
speeding
aura?
Speeding or? Yeah, take a picture of your aura because I want to put it in my aura digital frame, which is my new favorite thing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm on so many people's aura digital frames that I would be honored to have my aura on your aura.
Oh, my aura on your aura. Yeah, that sounds great. I got these aura frames. I gave one to my mom for Mother's Day. She absolutely freaking loves it.
Mm-hmm.
You just upload any pictures you have, pops up into the frame immediately. If you, like, I bought my mom a frame, I can upload pictures to her frame at any time. It's one of the best things I've ever purchased for my mom.
Yeah, of course. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames, and they allow you to share and display unlimited photos. And like I said, my aura photo, my gray, it's kind of like a storm cloud energy that I have.
Yeah,
people can actually see that. Sometimes I, like, the top of my head is actually wet because of how powerful my aura is. And people
stop
me all the time, ask me for my picture. They say, I want to put this on my frame. It's perfect for Mother's Day. I want to give this to my mom for Mother's Day. I want her to see this stormy man that I met. It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. Oh, and we should say that Aaron got sucked into a book. You know, they also have great privacy. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. So people can't steal your sort of gray, your grayish sort of energy.
Yeah, and the book is over 100 years old. Aura was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
I would open the book to help Aaron, but I don't want to get sucked in myself if, you know.
Of course, no one does.
Yeah.
Okay, and then I'll just go and I'll start with the jingle. Is that okay if I start?
Whenever you're ready.
Henson Shaving! You better shave your hair! How was that?
It's pretty good. It was a little bit more yacht rock than before, which is actually what we're going for.
Oh, great! Because my call said yacht rock. I mean, that's why you brought JPC in. I mean, I'm Mr. Yacht Rock.
Yeah, exactly. And we here at Henson Shaving are a family-owned aerospace parts manufacturer that has made parts for the ISS, International Space Station, and Mars Rover. And now we're bringing precision engineering to your shaving experience.
Okay. Now, I didn't know that about aerospace manufacturing and International Space Station. I'll give you a jingle with more of like a space feel, if that's okay.
Perfect.
Blort, beep, bort, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, people, papa, it's in shaving.
Okay,
you gotta shave in space.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like the aliens are singing it, and our aliens don't buy our product. So that's our razor blades.
Huh. Dang. Okay. Yeah. No, good note. Good note.
Mm-hmm. JBC, razor blades are like diving boards. The longer the board, the more wobble. The more wobble, the more nicks, cuts, and scrapes. A bad shave isn't a blade problem, it's an extension problem. And we here at Henson solve that.
Diving board makes me think beach, and so let's do like more of like a beachy vibe for the jingle.
Oh, Henson shaving, shaving at the beach. Huh. Okay.
What do we think?
That was actually pretty good. That's more of a Elvis. Just like Elvis in the 50s, I want to say, Henson Razors works with standard dual edge blades to give you the old school shave with the benefits of new school tech. Once you own a Henson razor, it's only about $3 to $5 per year to replace the blades. Just like in the 1950s when razors were like $3 to $5 a year. And now it's thousands.
Mm-hmm. And Henson Shaving wants the best razor, not the best razor business. That means no plastic, no subscriptions, no proprietary blades, and no planned obsolescence.
Aaron, go ahead and tell us how to get those Henson razors. Oh, she got sucked into an ancient book of evil.
To an ancient book of evil, yeah. So she's not going
to
be able to
She's in a world we can't even begin to imagine. I'll read it. It's time to say no to subscriptions and yes to a razor that'll last you a lifetime. Visit HensonShaving.com/riddle to pick the razor for you and use code riddle and you'll get 2 years worth of blades free with your razor. Just make sure to add them to your cart. That's 100 free blades when you head to HensonShaving.com/riddle and use code riddle.
Okay, 100 free blades. Let me just do another...
Whenever you're ready.
Another jingle? Okay, 100 free blades.
He's the black hunter of vampires, and there's 100 of him. Henson shaving, 100 free blades.
So is it like Blade siblings, or he got cloned, or
I don't quite know how it works. This show is brought to you by Helix Sleep. You know what? All of this, trying to get Erin out of this ancient evil book that she's been sucked into has really drained me, Adel. And I think it's time for us to just take a little nap. And what better way to do it than on our Helix Sleep mattresses?
Oh, Helix Sleep is the saving grace in my life right now. I'm so stressed. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be able to sleep. But because of my Helix Sleep mattress, I sleep like a baby, even though Erin's, you know, somewhere in the dark abyss of the book.
We don't know what's in the book. We just know that it's a book. We don't know that she doesn't have a Helix Sleep mattress in there. We don't know that inside of the book you can't take the Helix Sleep quiz, which I did, and I got matched with a Midnight Lux mattress, which is one of the best nights sleep I've ever had on this mattress. It's such a relaxing sleep. And we don't know that that's not what Erin's experiencing in the book that she got sucked into.
Yes, and we realize everybody is unique, and everyone sleeps differently. You know, Erin sleeps inside of a book. That's why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from, each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. I know me, Gemma, our cats, we all lay on this bed and we all just zonk. We're all just so comfortable.
Yeah. Plus, it's shipped straight to your door, free of charge, and you get a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new Helix mattress. Plus, models with memory foam layers to provide optimal pressure relief if you sleep on your side, models with a more responsive foam to cradle your body for essential support in stomach and back sleeping positions, plus enhanced cooling features to keep you from overheating at night. And if there were to be a mattress that helps you sleep in the abyss of the book that you're trapped into, I think Helix would be a strong contender for making that mattress, which they don't currently, I do have to say.
Yeah, and we should say their sort of booklet that comes with the mattress, if you open that, you're totally fine. You're not going to, it's not going to put you in a new sort of...
The book that Erin got sucked into was over 100 years old. So yes, Helix hasn't been around as a company for that long. Not to knock them, but I mean, like, a lot of companies haven't been around for over 100 years.
They're going to be. And that's because
they certainly will.
That's because they're doing such things as offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/riddle and use code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet, and it won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now.
And don't touch 100-year-old books. All right, here we go. This man sells fake vomit.
Pucky's puke. Snarf's barfs.
Snarf's barfs.
It's not Marf's Marf or whatever anyone
barfs,
said.
Ralph's Ralph.
It's Ralph's Ralph's.
Gross.
Yeah, that is gross. And I feel like Ralph is like a very, like, I don't know, a Home Alone thing to say. Like, it belonged in a certain time period and no one uses it anymore.
No.
I'm gonna Ralph.
It's in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very 90s. Okay.
Maybe in the 90s, it was either Ralph or, like, I'm going to go call dinosaurs. Do you remember that saying?
No.
I'm going to go call dinosaurs?
No, old man. We don't know what you're talking about.
Look it up.
No. And once again, you're old.
You're old. Play that sound bite that we play every time Adel's old.
It's dick time.
Please welcome the wickedly talented one and only Dazim.
Yay!
Dazim.
I assume that's the one that we play with Adel's
old. Yes.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. We've been calling Adel old on the podcast for a while, but for any listener, because we have listeners who have listened to this whole podcast through like 12 times.
That can't be true.
I need you to figure out, if someone can find the very first instance of us calling, the earliest instance of us calling Adel old, because I have a sneaking suspicion I am now older than that first time.
Oh my God, you're right.
Wow.
Honestly, it was probably within the first 12 episodes. And how old was everyone when the show started?
I was still in my 20s, and I'm long out of my 20s with the show. Because the show started, what, 2018?
Mm-hmm.
It's 2024 now, so it's like...
So 6 years ago. I would have been 35?
And I'm 35 now, so
wow,
if...
you have come what you used to dread.
Oh, no. I was 26 when the show started.
If in the first year of the show, basically, I ever called Adel old, then I am now fucking busted. And by the way, I feel it. I feel it.
And JPC, I'm older than you were when I would call you old as well. And I'm older than you were when we started.
What do you mean you're calling me old? You're like 2 years younger than me.
I'm okay. Like 100 years younger than you, you idiot.
This is what happens when you get old. You start to get contentious. You start to get contentious. We're changing the title of this.
Cantankerous.
Cantankerous, thank you. This show is now called Two and a Half Olds.
Because JPC and I are please let me
definitely
be half old.
Aaron, you are half old. Also, I just want to say very quickly.
3 feet deep in the grave.
Is that Jared Leto's band?
Yeah.
I realized the other day that clip of Adele Dazeem. Can you play that clip one more time of John Travolta?
Adele Dazeem.
He's really struggling.
He struggles so hard when he says it.
Something I realized recently, maybe within the last month, is that in the movie Grease, you know the nerd Eugene? Mm-hmm. Hey, Eugene. And then they knocked the books out of his hands. That guy's name, the actor's name who plays Eugene, is Eddie Dazeem. So I think John Travolta was like, I can't read what these letters are. He's like, this kind of looks like 40 years ago. This looks like the actor's name on the call sheet.
Yep.
And he half said, Eddie Dazeem.
I don't believe that John Travolta remembers a single name of a person he's ever worked with. I think he looks at a picture of Olivia Newton-John and he's like, it's sort of familiar. I don't know.
It's Michelle Pfeiffer.
Listen to this.
Adina.
Her name is Adina Menzel. Now.
Adina Dazeem.
You kind of get close with Adele. Adele, Adina, you're like, okay, but Menzel and Dazeem
what would
be more different?
So a lot of people who have seen my name only on paper have called me Adele.
Uh-huh.
So Adel Rafai, how do you think John Travolta would say my name?
Okay. So
Adele Refries.
I think he'd say it Adele Dazeem quite
frankly. Yeah, I think he'd say Adele Dazeem.
That's his catch all. He's like, anytime he doesn't know somebody's name, instead of saying like big guy or something or
dude,
champ,
that's
he's like,
perfect.
Hey, thanks for the pizza, Adele Dazeem over here.
If you don't remember someone's name, you've met them before, they look familiar, you don't remember their name, don't just try to say like friend or pal. Go full on Adele Dazeem.
Oh, look who's on team Dazeem over here. Yeah. Punch it in.
Oh, he's a regular old Adele Dazeem. How you doing, buddy?
If anyone ever says to me, and I hate when people say this, do you remember me or do you remember my name? That's an awful thing to say to someone. But if the next time someone says, I'll say, of course I do, Adele Dazeem.
You're the wickedly talented.
The wickedly talented. Adele Dazeem.
How could I forget you? The wickedly talented.
If John Travolta called me that, I would legally change my name to Adele Dazeem.
I had this thing.
I might.
I had this,
I still might.
This idea. Because Idina Menzel is like a Broadway singer, right? I don't know. Does Idina Menzel have like an album or like albums of
yes.
music that she puts out?
Yeah, it's called the Rent Original Soundtrack.
Okay, that's not what I'm talking
she
about.
She puts out original music as well.
Yeah. I think 10 years ago, what she should have done right after this event came out is she should have put out a solo album of all of her music and called it The Wickedly Talented Adele Dazeem. And it should have been like a Chris Gaines, Garth Brooks thing
yes.
where she becomes Adele Dazeem and she just does songs as Adele Dazeem, whatever that would be.
It's her
she
new
hosts
persona.
SNL and
yeah.
is the musical guest. And Aaron,
missed opportunity.
You have an idea to combine Adele Dazeem with maybe another Hey Riddle Riddle standard. What would that be?
I have no idea. Howard, Adele Dazeem and the Howard Dean Scream. Before we started recording, I said that will be the name of the children's book we will release in 2031.
Adele Dazeem and the
so
Howard
look
Dean
out for
Scream.
That.
Is that Jared Leto's band?
Yes.
Okay.
30 seconds
here we go.
To Adele Dazeem.
This woman, we're still doing the Eric the Puzzler puzzles.
Yes,
this woman rents property.
Okay.
This is a slant.
Okay, a slant rhyme. This is going to be
a woman
Tina's
who rents.
Tenant.
Tina's tenant.
Tina's tenant.
Apartment rents.
Apartment rents.
Apartment rents.
Okay.
Of course, I remember your name. Your apartment rents.
Landlords.
What's another word for a rental? Like a short term rental.
A sublet.
You're close with let, but there's another word. I you might be more familiar with this for like a car.
Lease. Denise's leases.
Denise's leases.
Yeah. Lisa's leases.
It's Lisa's leases. It's Lisa's leases. Aaron's back on the board with 100 points. Okay, this lady helps you mark trails.
Ooh, I mean, I love this one. Just Sacagawea, right? You're just describing Sacagawea.
This is a woman who helps you mark trails.
This is posts, signs. This
I will say the first crumb. Name. The first name of this woman nowadays has a kind of negative connotation to it.
Ooh.
Hmm.
Bitches, Birch, bitches.
Yeah, nowadays. Five years ago, everybody wanted to be that bitch. And then the second word of it, this is also like a slant, and this is a very specific type of trail marking that you're probably familiar with, but I would say this is a hard puzzle. I don't know about intermediate.
Miley's Miles?
No.
Can you read it again? Marker.
This lady helps you mark trails.
Okay. Helps you.
Yeah. Well, don't worry about helps you. It's just, it's a woman's first name and then something that marks trails.
Mm.
Have you ever seen these? Have you ever seen when there's like,
stand up.
And if I'm going to try to get you to have the word where there's like a large rock with a series of progressively smaller rocks balanced on top of it. And it doesn't look like it should stay up. Do you know what one of those is called?
No idea, but I've seen them before.
Okay.
I've seen them like 3 times in my life, but I didn't stop to ask the rocks what they were.
Wow. That's like something from a children's book. Stopping to ask the rocks what they are. That is called a cairn.
Cairns.
It's cairns.
I didn't know that's
cairns.
What that was called.
Yeah. I didn't know that they marked trails. I can't remember what the significance of one of them is. But also, I think that you have to build them in one of the Assassin's Creed games because I definitely remember that as being a puzzle.
We saw them a few times in Iceland, I guess the local lore is that the fairies do it, where they're like, the fairies are building their condos. And it's like, I think someone just put those there.
Hey, let it be fun. The fairies are building them.
I see them a lot at parks and stuff, which is, they're also, it's like, oh, cool. But then also you're like, hey, but you're also not supposed to do this at a park. you're supposed to leave it lay. You're not supposed to be like moving stuff around.
Better than you found it.
I always leave a $100 bill, crisp $100 bill at every park that I go to because it's leaving it better than you found it, baby. This person runs an agency.
Okay. Yes.
This person runs an agency that provides seat fillers to the Catholic Church.
Pews, pews.
Pews, pew, pew.
PewDiePie.
Pew, pew, pew,
pew. Hughes, pews.
An agency that provides seat fillers to the Catholic Church. These are people that would sit in a Catholic mass.
Very good. Would you like to come to my church? So sorry, bumbling. Today's sermon. Very good. That's Hughes Pews.
Hughes Pews.
Congregations Congregation.
Wow.
I would say it doesn't even have to be a Catholic church. It could be a Presbyterian church. It could be a Methodist church.
Christians.
It's Christians, Aaron. It is Christians. Huh. You're back on the board with another 100 points. Okay. This guy's, points. This is the last of the intermediate ones. This guy's pickles. Dills would be good. This guy pickles anything and everything.
Gary's Gerber's. This guy pickles.
Jars.
He's Jars.
Star Wars character.
Nobody do it. Nobody do the voice. Everybody cool.
My mouth is bleeding again from biting my tongue.
Me, sir. I'll say me, sir. I won't shorten it.
Don't do the voice. Everything. You just say me, sir. Jar Jar Binks.
Me, sir. Jar Jar Binks. Pickles everything.
This guy pickles anything and everything. This is another one that's not quite the same word. It's a little bit of a slant rhyme here. Not really a rhyme, but a slant homophone.
Mm-hmm.
What do you call pickles it when you've everything. Pickled something?
Brines.
It's Brian's brine. Another 150,000 points for Aaron.
Wow.
Okay.
I'm rich.
Then there's also some hard ones. And I think I thought Karen's was pretty difficult, but let's go to the hard ones.
Okay.
This lass sells trucks.
Lori's.
It's Lori's. Lass, the operative word there. This dude opened a shoe store, but was immediately sued by Nike for copyright infringement.
Michael Jordan.
But help Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. What's that?
Michael B. Jordan.
Sneakers. Swoosh, swoosh.
Adel, you're so close, but it's remember the game. Remember how you play the game.
Yes. So this dude opened up a sneaker store, but was promptly sued by Nike.
For copyright infringement. You're half right with what you guessed.
Oh, Jordans.
It's Jordans, yes.
Wow.
This ombre helps you make sure your garden is watered.
Jose's hoses.
It's Jose's hoses.
Wow.
I also would have accepted Agua. Adel, you weren't wrong.
Thank you.
This SNL fan started selling latex masks of her hero's face. This is a stretch, but I like it. It's latex a fan of SNL started masks. Selling latex masks of her hero's face.
Kristen Wiggs.
Wow, I do like Wiggs, but Wig is not really a person's name.
What's okay. The name of a latex mask?
Well, don't think about a latex mask. Think about the hero's face. Who's the hero of SNL?
Oh, the Target lady. Target lady.
Yeah, Sherry O'Terry's Terry O'Sherry's.
Colin Jost.
It's funny to think about this person as the hero of SNL, because in many ways, I'd say that this person is kind of like the villain of SNL.
Okay. Villain of SNL. Oh, this is Jim Brewer's brewery.
I believe this is the only person who has been involved with Saturday Night Live from the very beginning.
Lorne.
It's Lawrence Lorne's.
What's a Lorne?
It's a latex masks of Lorne Michaels' face.
Didn't he leave for a little while in the 80s?
Yeah, right. There was like one year. That was the Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah.
That was Julia Louis-Dreyfus and Downey Jr. and Anthony Michael Hall. Did you know, this is a little known fact, did you know that it's a Halloween mask of Lorne Michaels spray painted white that is Mike Myers?
And did you know that Mike Myers is spray painted himself bald to become Dr. Evil?
Oh.
And you think you can't learn anything listening to this show, huh?
You can't.
It sounds like he's at gun, like somebody's holding him at gunpoint. Adeltasim. What's your ATM password? Adeltasim.
All right, this is my favorite one. This is the last of these hard ones. This man sells gas.
Moyles Oils. This man sells gas.
Yeah.
Shell Silverstein, Shell Gasoline.
No, it's not Shell Silverstein.
Sylvia
Shell
Cynthia
Gasoline.
Stout would not take.
I do want to see a scene. Aaron, you are pulling in. Your car is almost on empty. You haven't seen another service station around, and you've just pulled into Adel's gas station, which is Shell Silverstein's Shell Gasoline.
Hey, can I get $50 on pump 3, please?
A greetings, a huzzah, a welcome, a do. Your car is in trouble. Gasoline, 1 gallon, 2.
Sorry, I think I just blacked out for a second. I thought you were rhyming.
Concussion's no fussion. No fussing concussion. The bonk on the head can end up you dead. You dig a big grave, it can get real grave.
Are you out of gas, or... You have, you're good? Can I just need $50 on pump 3.
I'm good. Samaritan. And Sarah Tin was made of tin. A little tin girl, a gust of wind, took her around the world when she was so thin. She ate not a berry, she flew towards the sky and hit the moon dead in the eye. Lumiere. A filmmaker too, a candlestick brother. Can you think of glue? Elmers and Felmers and Fuds and Duds. Sit in the theater, Milk Duds, Paul Rudds, Ant-Man Quantum Leap. They're all in the screen. You and me, baby, let's pump gasoline.
This is Adel's M&M impression.
That'll be $500?
See? That was such a ride. That was such a wild ride of people who are listening to this being like, does he know who Shel Silverstein is? And they'd be like, he knows. Yeah, he obviously does know. And then it goes a little deeper. You're like, does he know? Does he know?
Hey, they had to be original. I can't do my favorite. I can't do the crocodile one or I was eaten by a lion or anything. Aaron, speaking of Shel Silverstein, do you mind putting a light in the attic? Because when JPC and I go to bed, there's nothing to turn off.
Okay.
Just a fun callback to your
to my
idea.
Opener.
Uh huh.
I was just trying to think of if I know any Shel Silverstein poems. Did he do a genuine anteater? The pet store told my dad. It turns out he was an aunteater. Now my uncle's mad.
Oh yeah.
And lazy Jane. She wants a drink of water, so she waits and waits and waits and waits and waits for it to rain.
Yep. But you, Aaron, you know.
I know two.
You know two complete Shel Silverstein poems.
You
should have been the fucking Shel Silverstein guy. Adel should have been the fucking Adel guest.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead. I was going to say my favorite, just very quickly, is it's giving tree. They updated it for the new generation.
Yeah, it's giving tree.
It's giving tree.
My mother works at a library, and they had a poetry night where people around the town could get up and read their favorite poems. And I went, I would like to submit, please. And she was like, okay. And I submitted the Shel Silverstein Aunteater poem, and they let me go in, and it was everyone reading beautiful poetry of all ages across the town. And then I got up and did that, and one old man in the back laughed, and I went, I'm going to be a comedian. I'm going to chase that feeling for the rest of my life.
Such How old were you at this time, Aaron?
Like 30? No, I was like 8 or 9, second grade, third grade.
It was 2 years into the podcast, or 4 years into the podcast, Aaron decided to go read a poem at a library.
Yep.
I would think letting anyone read anything out loud in Boston is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah.
For many reasons.
I would never allow that. Okay,
here's what I'll say.
Miles to go before you sleep, and miles to go before you sleep.
Fucking Yankees piece of shit.
Aaron Judge. Here's what I'll say. Shel Silverstein, far more clever than Dr. Seuss and way less problematic than Roald Dahl.
Mm-hmm.
He's right in that sweet spot.
This man sells gas. You still haven't gotten this. It's a hard one.
Fuck. Forgot we were doing
this. It's a hard one. It's not even, you're not looking for a word for gas. You're looking for a...
Petrol?
It's not a word for gas. It's a compound word for, like, buying gas, basically.
Mm.
This is like a colloquialism.
Phillips.
Aaron!
Wow, Aaron.
Aaron,
I can't believe I got it.
Filler up.
Wow, you nailed it, Aaron. It's Phillips.
Wow, that was
Phillips.
Hard.
She nailed her mouth.
She nailed it in terms of her mouth.
That's what
so
I was saying.
So you can still see the blood, yeah?
It seems like you hit your mouth one more time.
It sounds like casual Dracula.
Yeah.
And they say podcasters don't have it hard. We put in our blood, sweat, and tears into this thing, okay? Mm-hmm. We're bleeding for you people.
Right now, just blood.
Eric also included some dessert puzzles. Would you like some of the dessert puzzles
Ooh,
as well? This is a come down for you because you did such a great job.
I save a riddle shelf. You know how you think you're full, but you have a riddle shelf.
Yeah. A podcaster who will melt your brain with puns.
Addles.
Yes, addles. An improviser who will do your chores for you.
Keith Sweeps.
This is kind of a slant. It's not
JPCs.
Exactly. No.
Aaron's errands.
A psychopath who makes custom computers for medium-sized birds.
JPCs. JPCs.
It's JPCs, JPCs, and then finally.
Would you watch a TV show called Aaron's Errands, and it's me running a comedian's errands with them? Like them going to the post office and stuff. I go.
So it's like comedians in cars getting coffee, but it's comedians with errands. Comedians with Aaron running errands.
Aaron's errands. Yes. And I just go and we just do little. I go to the DMV with like Mark Maron.
I think
errands
that
and
sounds,
cars getting
that
stressed.
Awful. Okay. You take Mark Maron, who's arguably the most sort of like pent up, frustrated person in the world, and you put him at the DMV, which is.
But you put them at the DMV with Aaron Keefe, and she has nowhere else she needs to be that day.
So it's just you apologizing for a man.
I do think comedians and cars getting coffee, the tough part about that is that they're doing a leisure activity. And I do think it's way more interesting to put someone in a more stress inducing activity, right? Like running an errand that you don't really want to do. Because everybody wants to like take a break and get some coffee and like ride around in a classic car.
It's like me and Vanessa Bayer while she tries to sell her clothes at Buffalo Exchange. Do you know what I mean?
So it's almost like Hot Ones, but it's stressful ones.
Yes.
Aaron, I think you lead with the Vanessa Bayer pitch because it's infinitely more interesting than you saying Mark Maron at the DMV. Mark Maron at the DMV, everyone in Hollywood's like, well, the money's kind of dried up.
No, that's really my pilot and I will not budge.
I would also say if someone ever asked me what are the bookends of like celebrity politeness, I'd say Mark Maron on one end and Vanessa Bayer on the other. Aaron, it could almost be like a, is it old enough? Is that the Japanese Netflix mm-hmm. series? Where it's like yeah. they send three-year-olds on little errands. Yeah. It should be like old enough where
but it's just me?
A celebrity gives you an errand and you're just stressed out running around the city.
And I keep like dropping apples on the sidewalk and I'm like,
I do like the idea of like pitching this show and then pitching all of the worst possible things that could the show could be. Like,
yeah.
It's Aaron's errand. So it's like an example. It's like me and Kevin Spacey arguing a parking ticket. People are like, no.
Oh, God.
Fucking see
no,
that.
What the hell? Yeah. Okay, what were we doing?
We're doing
it's me
riddles.
And Kevin Sorbo at a school board meeting. It's like
delete
Sorbo sorbet. No, it's got to be like Casey's Macy's, Casey's cases.
An audio engineer who helps criminal defendants make criminal charges disappear.
Casey's cases.
I'm Casey cases.
All right, Casey, do you want to take a guess here? It's not Casey's cases. He makes
Tony's
the criminal defendant's charges disappear. Tony's alimonies. That's dangerously close to a Paul F. Tompkins podcast character. No, this is Casey's Case-E's. Casey's Case-E's.
And what's a Case-E?
They make the cases disappear. So it's like easily, I guess it could have been like, that makes the cases like easily.
Oh,
it's Casey's Case-E's. There's one final one.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't scroll down far enough. I didn't see this final one.
Okay.
This chica franchised a Walgreens competitor.
Jules.
Aaron?
CVS. Maria CVS is Maria.
It's Maria CVS.
That's so funny.
It's Eric the Puzzler having a good time. Thank you so much, Eric the Puzzler, for sending those in. Casey, do we have a voicemail? Theme.
Is it a man who made a mess? No, that's a boy's fail. Is it a place for children's gifts? No, that's a toy sale. Is it the back end of a fish? No, that's a koi's tail. Well, so then what the hell is this? It's just the hey riddle voicemail.
Wow.
I loved that. 10 out of 10.
If you feel that there's a similarity between the voicemail theme and the game that we played this episode, that is because they're both from the same person. Thank you, Eric the Puzzler, for submitting a voicemail theme and an accompanying game to go along with it. Very, very nice.
Honorary co-host today. Honorary old man puzzles. Eric the Red. Eric the Puzzler.
Eric mm-hmm. the Red. And once again, one of history's greatest monsters.
Well, I'd say for that Casey's Casey's.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Eric. And Casey, do we have a voicemail that we can listen to?
Hey, hello, Riddle. My name is Alex, and I have a question for you. I'm a trivia night host, and I never know what to say when I catch people obviously cheating on their phone. Do you have any suggestions on what I could actually do or say to make sure that they feel equally embarrassed and humiliated? Thanks.
That's a really, really great one. Wow, we had a escape room designer and a trivia host both calling or submitting to the show today. That's kind of blows Aaron's theory about interesting jobs right out of the fucking
water. It confirms it.
I know, it's a cheap shot. I'm not going to take the shot with the shot. Let's take the cheap shot. Come on, I'm a fun guy. I'm a mushroom.
He's
fun guys.
I guess everyone knows now GPC is a talking mushroom. He's a fun guy. He
No cap. It got popped off.
Eyes, googly eyes, and that's what GPC has been this whole time.
Off. He was popping off, no cap.
Okay, here's first one that jumps into my mind. This is an easy one, especially because you're catching people cheating on their phones. You go back to your host stand, you grab your microphone, maybe it's even in the middle of the round, and you say, hey, everybody, as a reminder, we're not supposed to be looking at Pornhub on our phones, okay? You can actually get a lot of viruses on your phone by looking at Pornhub, looking at you, table three.
Mm-hmm. I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys, just full disclosure, I'm texting that table all the right answers. That's why they're on their phones, just in case anyone was curious.
And I'd say just be like, cheater. Like, that's, can you share that with the rest of the class? That kind of thing. Hey, everyone, look at this motherfucker.
Yeah.
And make sure everyone sees it so that there's a, what you want is mob mentality.
Yeah.
I would remind people that rock bottom is cheating at something that's supposed to be fun. Why are you there?
Yeah, yeah.
So, just hey, everybody, before we even begin, if you look up stuff on your phone, I think it's time you call a therapist, because you're cheating at pub trivia, and it's supposed to just be fun and good for your brain.
Thing.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a third space.
I'm on my third marriage, and I'm not the biggest loser here tonight. It's a little bit of self. You got to do a little self-deprecating, right? Mm-hmm. And then, but you just gotta say, yeah, these people are cheating.
You could you could also yell what I yelled at Medieval Times that upset GPC.
No, do not. I don't think so. It didn't upset GPC as much as it shocked the entire audience, who thankfully did not hear you. I think fuck those people. I think take their pitcher of beer, pour it on their heads, kick them out. I'm assuming you have a big burly bouncer at this place. Say, get these fucking people out of here. They're fucking trash. They're the scum of the earth. You could say, you're my freaks of the week. You know, take their picture, put it up on the big board. Shame.
I like all
you
those.
Have to publicly shame these people.
Yeah, some sort of shame.
Hey, speaking of things that we may or may not be ashamed of, do anyone have anything to plug? Aaron, we got to go to you first. You got anything to plug?
I got to plug my mouth because it is bleeding.
Yes.
Also, you can check out, if you're not a patron from Hello from the Magic Tavern, now's a good time to join. I've been on a lot of their bonus content recently, and it's been really, really fun. And
Aaron,
also,
you should say,
go ahead.
I was going to say specifically Offices and Bosses, season 4.
It's been a blast, and I've gotten to go on with my friend Olivia Nielsen, who I'm a big fan of. Adel, do you have anything to plug?
I want to plug, and this will mean nothing to a lot of people, but this is
wine rain.
But the dolphins in space will understand me. This is directed purely at JPC.
Oh, shit.
JPC, there is a place not terribly near our place, but maybe like a 15-minute Uber Eats drive, 20-minute Uber Eats drive. It's called Badass Breakfast Burritos. And I was on Uber Eats the other day. I was
so
like,
"So glad you brought this up."
I want breakfast. I want breakfast. I'm not sure what to get. I'm tired of our standbys. We ordered Uber Eats Badass Breakfast Burritos. Gemma got the Impossible Burrito. I got the whatever their main one is. I bit into this motherfucker, and my eyes rolled in the back of my head. And I said, "This is one of the best things I've ever had in terms of breakfast." Gemma absolutely adored hers. We were over the moon. JPC, have you tried this?
So. I've been to this place many times. Since the baby is born, I've calmed down on the getting delivery because for necessity's sake. But most of the time, I don't get delivery. I just pick things up. And I saw this place a long time ago. I love a breakfast burrito. I love a breakfast taco, but I love a breakfast burrito as well. It's in Avondale, and I don't get delivery, so I drove there to pick it up. It is a ghost kitchen. So it is one of these factory kitchens where it's just lockers in the front and one person kind of at a reception desk and then a million Uber Eats people. So I pulled up and they were like, "What app?" And I was like, "Nope, just a man.
An entree."
How do I do this? And they're like, "Well, your app should say the locker." I go, "Again, I don't know. I'm just looking for my order.
I'm a civilian."
I'm not off duty. I'm just me. I'm just a guy
no
who
business.
Came from a burrito. First time I had it, absolutely loved it. It was delicious. But I had to stop going to that place because it's, like you said, about a 20-minute drive. And it's a burrito, so it's completely wrapped, sealed and wrapped. And it needs to be to keep it hot for the transit to home. And every time I ordered there, I would get a Impossible meat burrito, and two times in a row when I brought it back to my house, it was a regular meat burrito. And I said, "Well, I can't. I just can't go here anymore because it's either I just toss it and then I waste, or I go back. I drive back another 40 minutes in the car." So I was eventually I just have to stop.
That's about
So maybe that was years ago. Maybe their quality has gotten better, but.
Also,
don't don't love the idea of a ghost kitchen, because the ghost kitchens, I feel like, have really fun things at them, but you're like, whoa, what's this place? And then you realize what it is, and you're like, oh, it's this. This isn't a fun, quirky restaurant. It's a, those ghost kitchen things are so weird. They're just, if you ever have a chance to go into a ghost kitchen, I highly recommend you do it, because it is like walking into a spaceship.
Spooky, spooky stuff.
Very spooky. JPC, do you have a recommendation or a review to read?
I do have a review to read. I want to read this review. This is for, I don't know, I'm going to say I bass for him. It could also be I bass for him. Wow, bass and bass spelled the exact same way. Isn't that fun? And Eric the Puzzler, can you do something with that? I bass for him. Maybe I bass for him. I'll never get this right. The review says, a must read. Jupiter, bye forever. Quick, Casey, end the recording. Oh, my God. They got us.
Oh, no.
They got us.
Wait, ow. It slips through my hands.
Aaron,
oh, God.
Sorry, Aaron Keith and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus.
Wee!
Nice.
Wee! It's the funniest thing to say after recording an episode.
Wee!
This is a fun ride, y'all.
I love this ride. Hey there, Georges and Harrisons. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's another edition of This Day in Improv History. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or start your 7-day free trial, or the Review Crew for $8 a month, and you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.